Sei funzionando.
I recently I read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there is one story when usually devotees from Mayapur, they come to Puri for 4 months, Chaturmasya, and one time Jagadananda Pandit, he went to visit Mother Shachi, and he came back, and I think that all devotees usually come to Puri, but Mother Shachi, she never come to Puri. So the question is, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was nearby, but and she had the opportunity to visit and to see him, but she didn't do this. Why is it so?
Question is, why Mother Sachi Mata, the mother of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, Vishambhar, Gaurahari, why didn't she join all the other devotees that were going on Puri Yatra every year from Navadvip Mandal? They were going from Shantipur, and she was, in the ISKCON books, they depict Sachi Mata, I think they show as being fairly young. But they show Sita Devi as being very old. But Sita Devi was actually younger than Mother Sachi. Advaitacharya is 55 years older than Lord Chaitanya. And Advaitacharya got married when he was about 70 years old. So now, when Mahaprabhu was born, Sachi Mata was a very old lady. Advaitacharya is old, but he was 70 years old when he married, and he married two wives, Sita Devi and Sri Devi. There are two sisters, Sita Devi and Sri Devi. Just like Nityananda married two sisters, Janama Mata and Anangamanjari. I mean, Janama Mata and Vasudha. They're two sisters, so he married them both. So similarly, Advaita married Sita and her sister Sri. And he was 70 and they were 12. And he lived to be 125. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he was 55 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, he left this world when he was 48. Yes? So that means Advaitacharya was about 99, he was about 100. So Advaitacharya lived 25 years more after Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So even later on, his wives are so young. Even after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu, they were still very young ladies. I'm just as a point of fact. Because I, having known something about these biographies, when I look at the paintings in the old books, I see, Advaitacharya with a big white beard. He's coming to bless Nimai Pandit and his young wife and under the neem tree. Then there's, that looks like some 55-year-old Russian lady or something, Those big, those big ones, or Indians or whatever. They get pretty big. Big when they're old, But she said they were like teenagers. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, they were like teenagers. They're very, very young, like at least the same age or maybe even younger than Sachi Mata. So the question about Sachi Mata, why didn't she leave Navadvip to go to Puri to be with her son, whom she loved so much? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving home, taking sannyas, he talked with his mother, and he said, "I'm going to take sannyas," and sannyas means social suicide. Social suicide means all your family and friends and relationships are finished. Suicide means you're dead. So social suicide means all your connections. A sannyasi, a vairagi is not in the karmakanda anymore. A vairagi. So before he was a grihastha and he was a brahmin. So he was so many rules and regulations to follow. So now he's telling his mother, "I'm a vairagi and I will wander. My walls will be the wind will be my walls. The wind will be my walls and my floor will be the earth. And the set this volume thing. And the sky will be my roof, and I'll wander all over this land of Bharat, preaching. Yari deki tari ka Krishna upadesh. I'll give upadesh of Krishna everywhere. So, as a vairagi, then we have no more relationship with wife or mother, or anyone. So you're my mother, my janamata. Please, you bless me, the Rashavad. She said, "Okay, I bless you. You become a vairagi. You're devarshi bhutata ninim pritrinam." That verse is there in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is saying that when one becomes pravishnave Vaishnava, it says when one becomes a Vishnu bhakta, a Vaishnava, then he has no more any rina, R-N-A. Rina means debts. He doesn't have debts to his mother or to his father or to the ancestors. Pitri. It's called Pitri Rina or Mata Rina or Pita Rina. He has no more debts to animals or Pashu Rina, to the cows or the bulls or any domestic animals. Everything is free because he's with Vishnu. What to speak of a sannyasi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she's Mother Sachi. She's so soft-hearted and loves Gauranga so much. She started crying. "Oh, I'll never see you again." Because that is not the dharma for her. So he said, "Oh, don't cry." He said, okay, I respect you have to follow your vairagi dharma. But please, you know, can you stay nearby so I can get some news of you?" So then he said, "Where do you want me to stay? Or just stay in Puri." He said, "I'll stay in Puri." Always people going back and forth, Navadvip, Puri. So much news, and she'll be happy with that. Sometimes he'll send prasad or whatever. And so then, because of the ashram and the position, and that's Mahaprabhu. When he went to Shantipur, I believe, if my memory serves correctly, once or so after he took sannyas, I think he visited Shantipur. He did not come to his home because his wife is there. His wife is a widow, Vishnupriya, and she's living with the mother. So he went there as a sannyasi, and Mother Sachi came there to see him. Because that's nearby. Within a few hours, you can walk or go by carriage. She'll go by carriage or some palanquin. She'll be carried there. And you can go there and maybe stay a few days, cook for Lord Chaitanya, come back. So that is the extent of her seeing Mahaprabhu after sannyas at Vaitacharya's house. But then he stayed in Puri and never again she saw. But she got news all the time, and sometimes Mahaprabhu would send Mahaprasad or maybe his remnants, I don't know, to Sachi and give her news also. He would directly give news to different devotees. "Oh, tell Mother Sachi I'm eating her offerings. She has doubt whether I'm eating the offerings. Please tell her I'm eating the offerings. And when she sees me in her meditation, I'm actually there. Like this morning she made this and that. Well, I ate it, and this is what she cooked. So you tell them this." So now Mother Sachi is respecting this vairagi dharma of Mahaprabhu by not leaving, going to see him in Puri. Now we have to look at Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi also is a Brahmin. She's Mrs. Mishra, Sachi Mishra. Jai Radhe, Jai Gurudev. So now she has her dharma and karma. She has her ashram dharma and her varna dharma. She's a brahmani and she's a grihastha, but now she's a widow. Jagannath Mishra has died. So they're asking a question, why Sachimata didn't go to Puri to see Mahaprabhu? So you're hearing part of the answer, most of it is spoken. So now she has to follow certain rules and regulations. She's a widow, so the widow is never supposed to leave home. That's one point. The second point is, in that home where she's staying is another widow, a social widow, Vishnupriya. She's alone. Dishan Thakur, their personal servant. So Sachimata went to, Shantipur, see Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, but Vishnupriya didn't go. So Sachimata, she could come back easily to be with in her home within a few hours from Shantipur. So she's in her home as a widow. And secondly, she's there to protect, because she has a duty to actually protect Vishnupriya, who's the social widow of her son, Nimai, Vishambara. So for all these dharmic reasons and emotional reasons and bindings of marriage and her position and her daughter-in-law and all these things, Mother Sachi never she never went to Jagannath Puri, and she wouldn't be even allowed to go, because it takes several weeks to walk there. It takes 1 month to walk there. So for 1 month, Vishnupriya is all alone. And then 1 month, and then 4 months there, the rainy season, because Mother Sachi can't leave before that. When all the whole group of devotees, 200 or 300 devotees, would go every year from Navadvip Mandal, it was about 50 families. It's not that big a group. I mean, when you say, 200, its number is given about 200 or 300 would go. So husband and wife and two kids, that's four. So four times 50 families, that's 200. 50, 60 families, and they moved. So now they walk 1 month, they stay four and walk back. So 6 months, they're on the move. I mean, 4 months, no one can move anywhere, wherever you are. So 2 months are on the move. 4 months are in a lila with Mahaprabhu. I mean, in Puri lila. So therefore, she would be gone for 6 months. She goes to see Ma. She can't come back before 4 months, because she can't go by herself. She has to go with Sivananda Sen and Nittai and all the devotees coming back. She needs to go with them. She can't move alone. So when Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur, all the Navadvip Vasis, Nadia Vasis, they joined with Sachimata, and they all went in a big, huge procession, Kirtan procession. They walked. She went in palanquin. She was carried in palanquin, all surrounded by the Nitya Parishads of Lord Gauranga, having beautiful kirtan, going dancing the way to Shantipur. So this is why Sachimata didn't go join Lord Gauranga and Puri.